from twin punctures in the otherwise pale, mostly hairless swell of muscle, in tandem with his heartbeat, and the sight of it made him woozy. As the jeep sped across the desert toward civilization, Rennie could feel a burning sensation traveling from the puncture marks up his leg, combined with a moist, roiling nausea in his gut. By the time the jeep pulled up outside the nearest medical facility, Rennie was vomiting over the side. The experience, now over 3 decades in the past, had left behind a pair of faint white indentions in the tender meat of Bill Rennie's left calf. It had also left him with a healthy respect for the desert, and for all manner of creatures that resided there. On this morning, the desert was alive. As he drove, large black flies swarmed in the air, and he periodically turned the windshield wipers on to swipe their smudgy, bristling carcasses from the glass. Beyond the shoulder of the road, the occasional coyote would raise its head and scrutinize the passage of Rennie's puke-green 4-door sedan as it rumbled along the cracked, sun-bleached pavement. When he finally eased the sedan to a stop, he could see the boomerang silhouettes of carrion birds wheeling across the bright blue tapestry of the sky. 2 L.A. County Sheriff's Department SUVs and a few Lancaster cruisers were parked on the shoulder of the desert highway, their rack lights on. An ambulance sat at the tilt of the blacktop next to a solitary green road sign that read, simply, Los Angeles County Line. 2 paramedics and a uniformed officer stood before the open rear doors of the ambulance, their faces red and glistening from the heat of the early morning, the chrome plating on the ambulance reflecting the sun in a spangle of blinding light. Farther up the road was an old Volkswagen bus, seafoam green except for where the scabrous patches of rust had taken over. One more officer stood there, talking to a young couple who looked like Woodstock refugees. Beside the bus, bright pink road flares sizzled in the center of the roadway, but they were nothing compared to the sun that blazed directly above the desert. Bill Rennie popped the open driver's door of his unmarked sedan and swung his feet out onto the blacktop. With a grunt, he really needed to get back to the gym and lose the burgeoning spare tire that had been expanding around his waistline this past year, ever since Linda had passed. He bent forward and tucked the cuffs of his pants into his socks. Much like everything else out here in this desolate wasteland, the ants could be merciless. He got out of the car, swung the door closed, then casually swept aside his sports coat so the officer and the 2 medics standing by the ambulance could glimpse the gold shield clipped to his belt, right beside the 9mm Smith & Wesson M&P. The officer nodded at Rennie, then went back to talking to the paramedics. Flirting, Rennie thought. He nodded, too, at the uniformed officer standing with the couple beside the VW bus. The couple was young, the guy maybe in his early 20s, sporting ratty Converse sneakers and a tank top with marijuana leaves embroidered across the front. He had what looked like tribal tattoos on his biceps and the feathered blonde hair of a surfer. The woman standing beside him looked even younger, 19 at best, if Rennie had to guess. And she was wearing a loose, cable-knit shawl over a neon-green bikini top, and, despite the rising heat of that early morning, appeared to be shivering. They were both in handcuffs. Rennie stepped between the 2 SUVs and out onto the valley floor, where the blacktop gave way to hard-packed sand, spiky tufts of sagebrush, sprigs of desert parsley, and the prickly pom-poms of scorpion weed. The sun was high and bright, and directly at his back, stretching his shadow out ahead of him along the rippling contours of the earth and making it appear as though he were traversing some alien landscape. He could feel the intensity of the morning sun as it bore a hole in the center of his back. He was suddenly craving a cigarette. A group of uniformed officers stood beyond a scrim of sagebrush. They were maybe 30-40 yards from the road, but their collective stare as Rennie approached was undeniable, even from such a distance. Rennie could see that they were all wearing paper masks over the lower half of their face, just like people did back when that whole COVID shit started. "Detective Rennie," one of the officers called to him, the man's voice slightly muffled behind the paper mask. Rennie checked his watch as he advanced toward the officers and noted that it was just barely after 7 in the morning. He took another step, and a horde of blowflies was abruptly congregating around his head. He absently swatted at the air in an attempt to disperse them, bobbing and weaving his head like a prize fighter. Another step, and a prong of sagebrush grazed his thigh, thwick, causing him to jump and take a